I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
So, the dirty movie.
Yes.
50 Shades Freed.
Yes.
I saw it did pretty reasonable, pretty well over the weekend.
It was a stellar movie.
Stellar over the weekend.
I feel like it's Oscar nominated.
All right, so, come on. 50 Shades.
Of course, it's horrible. It's always horrible.
It's terrible.
It is, but it's fun terrible. Does
really?
That make sense? Yeah. It's like it's like Porky's 1 and 2.
But did it live up to your expectations?
Yes, it did. In fact, it was kind of weird because some of it I missed because I have a friend named Julie, and she was to my right.
Yeah.
And we missed an entire engagement of somebody because Julie was talking to me.
Oh, one of those, huh?
No, I mean, I love
one of those friends that talks in the movie.
But I was talking back, but it was crazy. I was like, wait a minute. I think we just missed something. I mean, we were talking a lot. Everybody was talking. My whole row was talking. Sean, did you hear us talking?
A little bit, but not any more than anyone else.
Because everybody was talking.
I was talking as well, yeah.
I feel like it could become one of those movies where it's like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where you could do like different props and do different things. Because people were yelling when parts were cheesy and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it can become one of those.
Yeah.
Where you make fun of it, you know, like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Where it becomes iconic like that. Because it was hilarious. Sean, what was your favorite part?
Oh my gosh, my favorite part?
Your favorite part.
Was when
so many.
When she put that architect in her place and
right?
said, you will address me as Mrs. Gray.
Okay, I'm so happy that you brought her up because what happened to her at the end?
I don't know.
Did she just build the house and leave?
I guess so.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything there?
Because
I was like, where'd that architect go? It was the main part of the story, and then it was just gone.
Well, the last time we saw her was when she was in Aspen.
Right.
Unexpectedly.
Right.
But then we didn't ever see her again. We don't know nothing about her.
Anyway, they went to Aspen. They had a great time.
It was so
great.
Fields House. It's
Sean,
beautiful.
You're a 50 Shades expert.
Well,
how do you feel this morning?
Embarrassed and empowered.
Yeah. Empowered.
And do you think that when they shot that scene, do you think that vibrator was really on?
No.
Okay, because that would have been kind of...
No way.
Crazy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And when he sent her to the drawer, did she ever pick anything? I never saw that one either. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of unanswered questions.
They left some
cliffhangers.
Yeah.
Real cliffhangers. It was so good. It was a cliffhanger.
I may have to slide out and see it.
Yeah, you should.
Well,
yeah,
nothing kills a sex movie like a baby at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Plug your ears.
Spoiler alert. Well, it says on the promos that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
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 But that's, I think, the reason why they ended the whole trilogy thing.
Yeah.
It's because there's a baby now, and that would be weird. Everything going on.
Well, that and people aren't seeing them.
Well, right.
That's a good reason, too. People have stopped buying tickets to it.
Yeah, but I think
that's a good reason to end it.
The baby.
Yeah, I don't want to go see the next one where they turn the red room into a nursery.
I thought the same thing. That's so funny you said that. I thought the same thing because the red room is known. I mean, if you read all the books, and the books are the best sellers, and in the red room is notorious among every woman between 25 and 54 and Sean.
Sean. Yeah. Now, I wonder why. I wonder why the movies haven't translated like the book did.
Everybody loves the book way
the
more.
The books are far more popular.
Yeah, they are. I don't know why.
I guess they just couldn't make what the book had happen on screen.
But people say that about Harry Potter, too.
Yeah.
They love the books more than the movie.
Yeah.
They also say that about...
Narnia, you know?
Cat in a Hat.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, really.
Yeah, we love Cat in a Hat books.
Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yeah,
I had the book.
Great book.
That was a way better book.
Movie sucked. Yeah, I'm with you.
Anyway, the list goes on and on.
It's in the theaters now.
Sean was so happy. There were two guys. I asked how many men were in the house, and two guys. And one, he hid his face. He was a little ashamed.
Yeah,
but the other guy was super happy.
Was he?
Yeah, he was happy to be there.
He was proud.
I think because there were cocktails.
Yeah.
So they were like, whatever, I love my wife.
I'll bet you he didn't post he was there, though.
Probably not. Probably a good call.
Yeah, I noticed Sean stayed out of the pictures, too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
Oh, by the way,
that was
let's
on purpose.
Never do a group photo again.
Okay.
Can I tell you why?
No.
I brought eight girls. Trying to please eight girls with what photo to post is impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Why'd you put that one up? My beer's in front of my face. Why'd you put that one up? Oh, my gosh. My side stomach showing. Oh, my God. I was like, from now on, Sean, if we do a group photo, let's just everybody make faces.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah,
that
right?
Way
like
everybody,
a funny one.
Yeah.
And in reality, none of us even notice any of the things that you bring up.
Exactly.
Not one person. I looked great to me.
It's fine.
I'm like, I don't see anything wrong.
But out of eight girls, trying to please all of them with what photo to post?
Welcome to our world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do that too.
Welcome
you guys.
To a man's world.
Yeah, but it's just you two. So I'm just,
but that's the way people
this
are.
Is eight
that's
girls.
The way people are.
It's crazy.
Women.
Yes.
That's the way women
you
are.
You have to look at it. Anyway.
Gotta look good.
It was amazing.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.